hot takes, insider tips, and top recommendations. Leading the way in leisure travel, we're talking about everything you need to plan your best vacation yet. This is the Travel Beat with ALG Vacations.
No matter where you wish to travel, ALG Vacations has the getaway that you've been looking for. And we have the brains to get you there. Six brands, in fact. Apple Vacations, Funjet Vacations, Travel Impressions, Southwest Vacations, United Vacations, and Blue Sky Tours. These are our six distinct and unique brands that give you the flexibility and choice when planning your next vacation. And to ensure travel goes as planned, we always recommend working with ALG Vacations and your preferred travel advisor. And now, on with our show. Hi, everyone. We are here this week talking about destination weddings and, more importantly, talking about how to plan a destination wedding during a pandemic. There are so many questions, so many things to know, so we had to bring on an expert. So we're talking today to Tracy Mason from Time of Your Life Travel. Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Sarah. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing really good. You know, I'm looking at the mountains. You and I are both based here in Colorado and it's going to snow today. And I'm thinking, gosh, I just wish I was in Mexico.
Agreed.
Every time it gets cold, I'm like, I'm not far from the airport. I could do it.
Yes, especially where it won't actually snow. It just wants to get cold once in a while right now.
Yes, yes. So tell me a little bit about yourself, your agency, and as I just said, you're based here in Colorado.
Yes. So we have a storefront in the Littleton area. It's a suburb of Denver, and we have multiple full-time agents in there. We've been handling destination weddings for over a decade, and we've got a number of us that handle the weddings consistently. We do sell all over the world, but weddings is one of our specialties.
And so right now, there are a lot of questions coming in every day on social media about how to plan a wedding during a pandemic. You know, what are the right next steps to take?
Yes. So, you know, when you talk about putting a wedding together right now, there's a lot of uncertainty on the part of the couples just because they're not wanting to put their guests in a situation that is stressful or makes the guests uncomfortable. But we've actually had weddings going out starting as early as last spring. So we've had quite a lot of weddings that have actually happened successfully during COVID. I think one of the keys there, you know, is starting early and then having somebody that can guide you through the process and the changes and what penalties and changes look like, you know, where we're always giving the guests the opportunity to add travel protection and explaining exactly what they are getting and booking before they ever lock into it. Gives them a sense of comfort and understanding the protocols where we can communicate them effectively through the whole process because we're able to guide them from the get-go.
Kind of backing up. So when a client is interested in a destination wedding, like what's the first step to do outside of contacting a travel professional? Where do they start?
Yes. So like we always tell our clients that the most difficult part of planning a destination wedding is that very initial step of trying to determine where you want to be married, which resort you want to be married at. That's part that is, I feel like, the most difficult in the process, just because there are a lot of choices. You know, some people come in and they already know exactly which destination and which resort, but it's more common that they don't know exactly where they want to be married, or they know an area, but not a resort. And that's where we come in, because we can just simplify the process from the very beginning, where we let them explain their wants and their needs and exactly what they're looking for to us. And then based on that, we make recommendations for a destination and for specific resorts. And then as part of the process, then we go ahead and we can request and provide them with wedding package info and extras options and photos of locations and pricing and different options, so that if they are, you know, comparing between a couple of properties, they've got all the pertinent information they need before they ever have to make that decision, so that they can make sure that pricing is what they're comfortable with, not only for themselves, but for their guests, that the wedding options match what they're looking for and match their budget. And so we really just, that's the starting point, is speaking with us, letting us help get that information put together for them so that then they can make an informed decision to try to choose the spot that best fits what it is that they're trying to accomplish.
And how far in advance should a bride and groom book their wedding?
So So as far as the wedding itself, we recommend, you know, as early as possible, once you know that's what you want to do. Some of the more popular resorts and locations on property fill up early, especially if you're considering dates with special numbers in them, like a 2/3/23, those types of dates in particular, you'd want to be even outside of a year because they can really fill up quickly, or weekend dates. So really we would say if you can, or when it's possible, at least a year out, you have more time than that. That just gives you a little more flexibility in terms of the date and time for your preferred locations.
And I think booking out far in advance also helps your guest as well, because you deposit down when you book through a travel advisor and pay as you go. So it also helps like you kind of...
So it helps their guests have time to plan and time to save and request vacation. And so it's also really beneficial to the guest.
Now, let's say they've booked and something came up and they can't go. What do they do then?
So when they book with us, one of the things that we've always highly recommended, just because we've seen it all happen, but it is travel protection, and especially the kind of travel protection that they can put on a package with ALG, where with Apple Leisure Group, where the travel protection is canceled for any reason. So where that comes in handy is, even if you're just uncomfortable at that time taking the trip, it gives you the flexibility not to feel like you have to go if you're uncomfortable and you've fallen within the penalty ranges. It gives flexibility and a little bit of peace of mind while you're traveling, knowing that there is some during travel coverage that's built in, and some during travel medical coverage that's built in, so that not only does it give you the flexibility up front to postpone or cancel that vacation.
And what I also like about the travel protection is that it also has best price guarantee. So if you book 2 years out and a fantastic rate comes along, you can actually secure that lower rate. It's
yes.
Saving the clients in multiple ways. So with that being said, you've sent almost 2,000 passengers, from what it sounded like, in 2021 down into destination. What destinations are hot? What packing tips are you giving? Like, what's really hot right now?
Sure. So Mexico always tends to be very high up on that list. Ease of travel, because there's so many nonstop flights from so many destinations throughout the U.S., because there are different areas of Mexico that all have different feels to them. And they actually have been accepting travelers since the summer of 2020 and doing very well handling the safety with regard to COVID for that entire time. So that's an easy one to put clients at ease in terms of their ability to handle the constantly changing environment with COVID, as well as just the sheer, you know, number of options for resorts and resort styles and activities. As far as with weddings too, that tends to be one of the number one locations, at least for us, out of the Denver area for weddings, again, because of the ease and because of the value for their guests.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Mexico is usually number one, just because it is very convenient, it's very easy, and there are hundreds of options to choose from for your wedding. What about other locations?
Dominican Republic and Costa Rica also are ones that tend to be easy to access during COVID. And again, lots of options and lots of things to do.
I agree. And what's nice about Dominican Republic is that they have actually announced that all of their resort staff is vaccinated on the island, which I think is really amazing.
Yes.
And I was there last year, and I think that they really also handled all the protocols very, very, very well. And there's nothing like Barbaro Beach. It's just so pretty. I would love to have a wedding on Barbaro Beach.
Yes, that's a gorgeous beach.
And I'm always impressed with what these on-site wedding departments come up with, because there are like flower walls and arches, and they'll put a cover over the pool and then like line it with candles, so it looks like you're getting married on water. And there are all these floating lights. Like, it just gets better and better and better. And it's like a bride and groom can take their Pinterest board directly to Mexico now and have the wedding of their dreams.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that we like to tell our couples, is they're not cookie cutter weddings, even though you're starting. Most often, most couples start with the prepackaged wedding packages. But even though it simplifies the entire process, and the wedding departments on property have already vetted all of the vendors for you, so you're not having to vet remotely a bunch of different vendors. You start with that basis, and then they can build out really whatever they want. There's very little that the resorts can't accommodate at this point.
It's just amazing, and the entertainment, and I'm always just blown away. That's what I think is so cool now about destination weddings, is that the sky is truly the limit.
Yes. Yes. And then on top of that, having access to all of the videography and photography, and there's really nothing that's missing that you would try to do here.
So you get married in paradise and then you honeymoon in paradise. It sounds wonderful.
Yes.
So what would your ultimate like packing tip be or travel tip?
Oh, so during COVID, one of the top things would be take a lot of masks. They tend to soil a lot faster in the heat and humidity once you're down there. And then because you do have to have them during the travel itself back and forth, having a number of comfortable masks would be high up on there for the current times. Some of the little things that people don't think about now where resorts have tried to go eco-friendly, no straws, which seems like a simple thing, or paper straws, you know, where it's a great thing that they're doing, but definitely taking your own reusable straws is helpful.
It definitely helps drinking a piña colada with a straw. Yeah, that's actually a really good like wedding gift for your guests is to like those straws.
Yes. Yes. The metal or silicone, just don't leave your metal ones out in the sun.
Yeah,
they get a little warm. Done that one before.
So with that being said, those are all really great tips. So what I heard today was that if you're planning a destination wedding, you know, plan as early as possible for not only yourself, but for your guests. Book travel protection because things do happen and you definitely want your money back the way you paid. So that is always a great tip. It also covers you in destination. We have the highest in destination coverage now for trip delay or interruption. We cover medical coverage as well. So, you know, things happen in life and we want to make sure that our clients are covered, whether they're booking on Apple Vacations, Funjet Vacations, Travel Impressions, Southwest Vacations, United Vacations, or Blue Sky Tours, which really focuses a lot on Hawaii and the South Pacific. And definitely make the wedding of your dreams.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. And for our listeners, if you have more questions, guess what? Time of Your Life Travel is on social media. Tracy, where can they find you?
They can find us on Facebook under Time of Your Life Travel or Instagram under TOYL_travel.
And they are always traveling into destinations. They're testing all the products for you. And they are truly the experts, my friends. So thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. And thank you for your partnership with ALG Vacations.
Thank you for having me.
When you want your car fixed, you go to a mechanic. When you want your hair cut, you go to a stylist. So when you want your vacation planned, why wouldn't you go to a travel advisor? ALG Vacations is helping you find a local travel advisor in your area. Follow us on Facebook at Ask a Travel Advisor. Yep, that's right. We have a Facebook page called Ask a Travel Advisor, and on the site, you can ask real advisors real questions. We want to make sure you have all the answers you need and help you book your next vacation. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at TravelBeatALGV, because when traveling seems like too big of a feat, sync up to the Travel Beat.